Everybody, welcome Dr. Dina Dye and Jeff Morton. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. I'm kind of like in the weeds trying to figure all of this out. So, Mark Smith, thank you so much for coming in and bailing us out as we try to figure all of this out. And some of this stuff is somewhat new to me, unfamiliar. So as soon as we become more familiar with what we're trying to do here, we'll get better and better at it. And I just would hope and ask that all of our listeners would kind of bear with us. Dina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, I think. I have no idea if anyone heard my little monologue there, so with all the echo, but hopefully somebody did hear the monologue, and I tried to introduce the program. Yeah, I figured our first session would probably be a little bit of a challenge, so thank you, everyone, for extending mercy and compassion to us,
Thanks,
Mark, again, as Jeff said, for bailing us out. Hopefully we didn't damage the station too much.
Well, I'm hoping we didn't damage your ears. I was having a horrible feedback and echo, and I didn't know what to do. And thank God for Messianic Lamb Radio for coming in and bailing us out. But folks, we're really trying to let me just explain to you briefly what happened. We started this whole venture off on Blog Talk Radio, and Messianic Lamb Radio heard about what we were doing, and they said, no, you guys got to come over here. And so they graciously created a slot for us, and we kind of cut some of our expenses in half as a result of that. And we moved over here to a format that neither Dean or I are familiar with. So it's going to take a little bit of time for us to get adjusted to how Messianic Lamb Radio works. It's not that complicated. It's just something we don't know. And we did a practice run. We did a few things a couple of days ago, and I got to tell you, that all went out the window tonight because I was lost. I didn't know what to do. So bear with us. As Dina said, we love your grace and your mercy, and we're just really glad that you're joining us. And I heard Dina mention Angelina, a young lady named Angelina. She sent a contribution, and there's so many people out there that are anxiously waiting for us to get this thing going. And so we just want to acknowledge our audience and those of you who are supporting us. And Dina, I think we really kind of need to just let the folks know a little bit about why we're doing this. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm still recovering from 15 minutes of my ears ringing.
I know. I got to tell you, folks, I'm sitting here looking at my mixer board and my whole setup going, I don't know what to do here. I'm lost. And I really didn't know what to do. And so thank you, Mark Smith, for bailing.
Well, my philosophy is always just soldier on. I have to tell you, I've been in situations teaching. So typically, you're totally prepared. You go in, you got all your slides, got the sound, everything's going. And then you get there and nothing works. And there you are like a deer in a headlights. And then you've got to figure out, okay, I don't even remember what slides I have. And you're just, you're winging it. It's off the cuff. But you trust that you have studied enough and prepared enough that you can handle anything. So I think this was our introduction to the radio. And I think we handled it okay. We may have scared off a few people, but hopefully they'll come back.
Well, and also I want to apologize to the previous show and the hosts. I think I came in a little too soon in the format and may have forced them to leave a little sooner than they probably wanted to. Please forgive me, and I'm so sorry.
Forgive us.
Good. But I want to make sure to extend that to them. I'm sorry. Folks, this is going to be kind of a rough little ride for us for a couple of weeks, and but the reason we're doing this show is once we get past all of these little learning curve, we have some very, very important stuff that we want to bring and talk about and engage you with. And I think for the most part, Dr. Dina Dye has been, teaching and showing quite a bit of the information that we're going to be talking about through the course of the program for some time now. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of what she's doing. But also I bring a certain, I bring a, well, as time goes on, you'll understand a little bit more about where Jeff Morton is all about. So here you have the Jewish woman and the black guy from upstate New York coming together to try to talk about our God and our Creator in a 30-minute segment. And that might even go a little bit longer. We've got to work out the bugs and kind of develop our show a little bit. And so we really do appreciate you hanging in there with us as we move forward, not backwards. And so, Dr. Di, Dina, I'm going to call
you
Dina.
Okay, here's your first deal, Jeff.
Yes,
no
ma'am.
No more doctor. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Just Dina.
Okay, Dina.
Let's just do that, yeah.
Okay, so Dina, now here we are. We're going to be talking about what? What are we going to be talking about? Let's let the audience know what you and I have been talking about for a few months now.
Well, of course, you know, we thought about it for a while. We called our show Returning to Eden. And, you know, when you read in the Bible, there's sort of a hunger and a longing to sort of return to this perfection paradise, which we clearly don't see operating in our world today. And even when you study some of the Qumran scrolls, the Essenes, those different groups, their heart was to return to that pure paradise of Eden. And really, they saw the first temple the same way. So when we're reading in Revelation, for example, different descriptions of Eden, that's that, because Revelation is a temple text, that's that desire to return to perfection. And what was significant about Eden was it was a place that was never contaminated. So when Adam sinned, violated the commandments, he was exiled. And so there was this place that's always been preserved and protected and is not contaminated. So our goal, because we clearly live in an extremely contaminated world, everything about us is contaminated. Our goal is to try to show how do we return, and what does that really mean, and how does it look? And so as we go through and we're talking about different areas of scripture, it's always going to be a return to what was that God created in the beginning.
Well, and, you know, I was just thinking, too, as you were speaking, how could I say this the best way? And I guess one way you might understand better what Dr. or Dina and I are going to be doing. Sorry, Dina. Is if you could just go back into time and grab, let's say, Paul the Apostle, or even further back, grab David, King David, or even Queen Esther, and bring them forward and put them in your home. They would see a digital world full of electronics, and every aspect of what they would see would cause them to be in utter shock. They wouldn't be able to encapsulate the world we live in. And so if we reverse that and we go back to the world they lived in, the same thing would be true. And what our show is hopefully going to draw you into is going back with us to a time when there was no electricity, where there was no flying planes, and there were no computers, and there were no Nikes, and there were none of the things that we have grown accustomed to in the last, even the last 100 years. I remember as a kid when black and white TV was all we had. Now you talk to your youth today, and they have no comprehension of that. So as we go back and look at the world that they lived in, we're the ones that are going to be like a deer in the headlights. We're the ones that are going to be out of place. We're the ones that are literally going to be shell-shocked at the environment and the various cultures that the scriptures were written in. And we have to remember, the Bible was written to those people, not to us. And so we have to put the lens of their world on in order to comprehend a lot of the information that we talk about today. They would have absolutely no comprehension about what we've done to a lot of the scriptures in many, many, many applications. And so returning to Eden is about going back. And let's walk through the Garden of Eden and discover together that this was really the first temple in time. We're going to talk about that as the show develops. Let's talk about Adam and Eve and why Adam was placed into the garden, set apart in the same way that Adam was, and Isaac and Jacob and Moses, because the patterns are telling a story that in our culture we can't see. So that's really the heart and soul of it. And I would encourage you to get Dina's book. I have it right here in front of me. I'm rereading it again. The Temple Revealed in Creation, because this is a great starting point to try to understand what we're talking about. And if you haven't read the book, I'd recommend go to her website and just kind of get the book and start reading it. And you'll have a pretty good idea about the direction the show's going to go through. And Dean, I really do want you to talk a little bit about the book, because I'm reading it for the second time and I'm enjoying it even more so. But you do something in this book that I think is amazing. And I want you to tell people what you did in terms of the vignettes and the midrashes, because some of them people are going to understand what that is, but others might not. And I think that helped. It certainly helped me to literally be in the temple, to be in the court of the Sanhedrin, to be in Solomon's porch as I read your book. Please tell the audience why you wrote this book. I want them to hear from you.
Okay, well, you know, the book was sort of 35 years in the making. I always knew I'd write a book. I just didn't know when, and I couldn't figure out what topic to write on. So it was really about 4 to 5 years ago that I'd been studying the temple for probably 20 years. But, you know, I was building my foundation. I was looking at the mechanics and the structure of things, where things were, how they worked, etc. But it began to occur to me, and I began to read a lot of ancient Near East authors. You know, we've talked about John Walton, Dr. John Walton, who's a professor at Wheaton College. He's like one of my favorites because he writes in an engaging way that's easy to understand. Anybody can read him. I really recommend The Lost World of Genesis 1 for folks who want to kind of engage in this particular topic. So as I began to read him and some others, I realized that the construct of the Bible was the temple. The whole first chapter of Genesis is dealing with a temple pattern, because temples in the ancient world basically took 7 days to build, 7 years, 7 months, seven whatever. And on the seventh day, they were dedicated and the king would be enthroned. So every, you know, in the Bible, we see multiple patterns of seven. And that was very common in the ancient Near East world. So I felt that I was getting a grasp on the big picture, which I hadn't before. And the big picture was, from beginning to end, this is a temple pattern. And the very first pattern, of course, is the cosmos, that when God created the cosmos, that was a temple picture. And we'll be talking about this more. But when I saw that, I realized I had to write something about the temple. So initially, I'm looking at putting together an outline, and I realize it's going to be like 1,000 pages. And I'm going, no way. Nobody's going to read a 1,000-page book. So what can I do to help people engage in this topic that might be unfamiliar? So I narrowed it down, and I thought, well, each book will focus in a different area. So we started with creation and the cosmos, so hence the temple revealed in creation. But at the same time, I didn't want it to be so otherworldly that people couldn't grasp the concept. So I do talk a lot about the human family and how that is patterned after the cosmos and a temple and the creation, etc. And as I began to write, I realized it was just kind of heavy academic. I thought, well, this is no fun. Who's even going to understand it? So I figured out a way to storytell, because this is exactly what we have in the Bible. The Bible is just a collection of stories that the author wrote. And sometimes those stories, we tend to take all the stories literally, but that's not how they were written. They were written like what we call them, agodic messages or midrashic, to which there's a story behind the story. It's not necessarily literal, and you can kind of fill in the blanks. So I began, even in the prologue of the book, I wrote about the water drawing ceremony, and I decided, instead of just explaining the ceremony, how about let's go there and be there and just pretend like we're in the court of the women, and the men are dancing, and the four popes are there, and the vat of oil, and it's a flame, and Jerusalem is lit up, and then how about being with the high priest as he goes down to the pool of Shiloah to draw water. So I created these fictional vignettes, and I have stories of Abraham leaving Ur of the Chaldees, and that's a whole other topic, but and heading back to Canaan, stories of Jacob going up to Beit El, to the place where the presence of God would be and the house would be built. And I did it all through the book. Each chapter has these vignettes or these stories. And they were the most fun part of the book. I really enjoyed writing them. And I think, I didn't know it at the time, but this is actually a genre of literature called creative fiction. I had no idea there was this, that it existed. I thought I made it up. But apparently there's this thing called creative fiction. And so that's what I did throughout the book. And I feel that it really helps people understand the material better when it's written in story form. And then there's an explanation, academic explanation, and then there's an application for today. So that's kind of the basic framework of the book.
And see, when if you're listening carefully to what Dina just said, you know, you have to kind of fill in the blanks, so to speak. But in the world that the disciples lived in, for example, they didn't have to fill in the blanks. This was the culture that they understood, so they understood what was happening. And those are some of the things that we're going to be really addressing. And I want to say, you know, okay, so as you get to know me a little bit better, I'm one of these people who goes, okay, let's set the emotion aside. Let's set all of the feelings and all the stuff that we tend to feel in our culture. We want immediate gratification a lot of times because that's the culture we're in. Everything's zip, zip, fast, fast. And a lot of feelings and stuff. And so what I want to do is kind of put the feeling issue aside and just let's look at the historical account. Let's look at the information that helps us to glean the world that these people lived in, the world that the Father, the creator of the universe, our great God, chose. He chose their environment to teach you and I about himself. 4,000 years later, 2,000 years later. So let's go back and look at their environment and see what they saw so that we can understand why they wrote about it and how it becomes applicable to us as the world that God created becomes the kingdom of God in the earth. That's largely what Returning to Eden is going to try to develop and talk about, and move forward on. We're going to try to take you. I was reading Tyler Don's book today, a little section about why Rachel was, you know, hiding the idols and why nobody looked where she was. And that's something that I'm going to share with you all next week, because when you understand what they understood, you'll know exactly why nobody went and frisked her down and checked her out to see where the idols were that she was harboring and getting herself into trouble with. So those are some of the things we're going to try to bring to light as we return to Eden and talk about the temple that God created in time. Dina, we're just about out of time for this week. And
screw up here too as well. Let me just mention something too. You know, the ancient world, they learn by hearing. We learn by seeing. So our visual stimulus has to increase in order for us to receive. But the ancient world, they listen to stories. And so they were able with their imagination to fill in the blanks. And that's why we see with the parables and the proverbs and in the way Yeshua told stories. It was so they could fill in with the world that they understood. And so that's another dimension of this. So hopefully that we can appreciate that it was a world of stories, and it's very different than our world.
Well, one of the before we close, I want to make sure that you can reach us. You can go to Dina's website, foundationsandtorah.com. Mine is jeffsmorton.com. My email is uncoloringrace@gmail.com. Dina, you have an email address you want to give to the folks?
Yeah, it's Dr. DrDianaDye, Dr. Diana Dye, and don't ask me about that. I'll explain later, but DrDianaDye@gmail.com.
And so we've decided while we learn how to do this that we're not really going to take phone calls for the in the media. You have no idea. Well, maybe some of you who've been in this situation. I was sitting here looking at my computer, my mixer, my microphone, and I'm going, okay, I just don't know what to do. And so give us a couple weeks and stay with us. We're going to talk a lot about some of the stuff that John Walton talks about. We're going to spend hours going through a lot of the material on Dina's website. And I'm going to share with you folks some of the things that were downloaded into me that brought me into the understanding of the temple and time. And so we hope to see you guys back here next week. Our show is 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 7 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. We'll be back here every Wednesday night with more information for you folks to kind of enjoy with us as we walk back through the scriptures and learn about the King and the kingdom and the times ahead. Dina, are you all done? We ready to go?
Oh, well, you know, I've got like pages of notes here we can talk about. We'll save it for next week. And hopefully from the top of the hour to the bottom of the hour, maybe we'll give the folks an extra 20 minutes since we messed up today. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
God bless you guys. We'll see you next week. And hopefully we'll be a little bit better at doing this. So thank you. And God bless. Yahweh bless you. We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.